greet each other. Is that 60 minutes? Here, let me have it. You've done it. Thank you. Good. I'm right on time. And so we greet each other, and very shortly after I arrive, a priest comes in to offer mass. And the patient's table is set up at the foot of the bed, and he stands at the foot facing mother, and it's set up at the foot of the bed as the altar. And we're all squashed in this room. Mother's in bed, I'm here beside her, there's Sister Monica standing right next to me here, and there's two other sisters on the other side of the bed. Now, it's not lost on me that I'm at this mass with in bed beside me. So it comes time for the communion, and the priest comes round the side of the bed, and I push him like this, and he dips the host in the chalice of wine, and he offers it to Mother, and she pushes herself forward, takes this host on her tongue. I'm next. And in that flash, I think, oh God, not here. Don't let me have to make a fuss here. Not with this saint dying in bed next to me. Don't let me have to bring all the attention onto myself. Don't make it all about me, 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 me. Just take it. After all, it's not booze, Lorna, it's the blood of Christ. And then in that same nanosecond, one of my most poignant images of AA is Bill Wilson standing in the lobby of the Mayflower Hotel. And there was no one to see him. There was no one, if you and I had been there, would we have thought, oh, this young man standing there, he wasn't so young, but youngish, in this shabby suit and looking a bit disheveled, would we have recognized that we were witnessing a momentous moment in the annals of mankind? I don't think so. And Bill Wilson stood there while heaven held its breath, wondering what would he do? Would he go towards the bar? Would he go towards the phone? And we all know what decision he made. And that's why I'm here this evening and all of us are here. And in the silence and the quietness and the non-seeing of that act, the non-witnessing of that act, multitudes are redeemed. And it matters what we do. It matters what I do, how I behave in private, how I am, how I live my life. And I've been given a great classroom. I'm here with you. I get to see how you do it. I get to see how it's done, how I want to be. And anyway, I put my hand up to him like this. By this time he's holding this dripping wafer up to me. And I said, no, 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 no wine. And I nudge Sister Monica to take it. And she takes it. And then he goes around and I said, well, I would like communion. So he gives me a plain host, and he leaves, and he goes around. And I'm standing there, and he goes around the other side of the bed to give the sisters the other side of communion. And I'm standing there feeling exactly the way I thought I'd feel. I'm not feeling holy, I'm not feeling spiritual, I'm not feeling anything. I thought, oh, you're always sticking out, Lorna. You're always doing this, that, and the other. And here you are. You've disturbed Mother's devotions, and she's probably going to die. And you've made it all about you. And Mother's hand came across the covers, and she took my hand, and she pulled me down to her, and she whispered, well done. You must continue to protect your precious gift. And you and I have a very precious gift. And I don't always know it. You know, I'm like a child at Christmas. I don't wake up every morning thinking, oh, how wonderful that I'm sober, how terrific. Another day to make amends and be lovely to my fellow human beings. I don't, you know, I'm deeply shallow and I